Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 7 of In His Steps, Jesus' prayer for us. We so often understand this prayer as though it was rather gloomy. It's not. It is uttered by one who has just affirmed that he has overcome the world, and it starts from this conviction. Jesus is looking forward to the cross, but in a mood of hope and joy, not one of despondency. The prayer marks the end of Jesus' earthly ministry, but it looks forward to the ongoing work that would now be the responsibility first of the immediate disciples and then of those who would later believe through them. Jesus prays for them all. Our text is found in John chapter 17, verses 20 to 26. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you've given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. In this third section of his prayer, Jesus turns his attention to future believers. In these verses, Jesus is praying for us. Interestingly, the word for pray found in John 17 means to make a request of an equal. Jesus Christ was fully God and fully man. He is co-equal with the Father. There is no greater unity than what exists between Father, Spirit, and Son. We can have no greater praying for us to the Father than His Son, Jesus Christ. Bruce Barton provides excellent insight into this third section of Jesus' prayer. Jesus concluded His prayer by including us. His words, "I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message," can bring real comfort during times of discouragement. We can easily replace those with our own names and realize that Jesus had us in mind as He prepared for the cross. The pattern of Jesus' prayer provides a helpful outline for us. He prayed for Himself, for those close to Him, and for those beyond His immediate sphere who would be affected by the ministry of His friends. The purpose of Jesus' prayer should be our purpose in praying. He asked for unity. He desired to see a deep connection between those who were connected to Him. The unity of which He spoke was clearly of reference to His earlier command to love one another. In Jesus' words, both unity and love have the same purpose, to let the world know, or so that all men will know. In a world where unity means to broaden the labels or enlarge the structure, Jesus commands us to be united in Him. Passionate commitment to Jesus Christ leads a believer to discover fellow believers in the most unusual places. The unity that the world seeks to impose, whether it is sociological, governmental, legal, or religious, will actually bring discord. The unity that Jesus Christ offers brings peace within and between persons. Jesus has a great desire for Christians to be unified as one. Our unity in Christ is a powerful witness to the reality of God's love. Unity among believers provides the strongest environment for the gospel to make its greatest impact in the world. The unity Jesus prayed for us is the same unity that Jesus has with the Father. This unity that the Father and Son have displayed in our lives will result in people believing that God sent Jesus to be the Savior of the world. In his book entitled Prayer, Philip Yancey writes this: as Jesus once prayed for Peter, now he prays for us. In fact, the New Testament's only glimpse of what Jesus is doing right now depicts him at the right hand of God, interceding for us. In 3 years of active ministry, Jesus changed the moral landscape of the planet. For nearly 2,000 years since, he has been using another tactic, prayer. May Jesus' prayer for you in John 17, verses 20 through 26, encourage you in your own prayer life. Let the truth that Jesus continually intercedes on your behalf lead to a passionate prayer life with the Lord that involves the unity of the believer. Some questions to ponder. How does this following scripture encourage you today? Hebrews 7, verse 25 says, consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. Do you have the same passion for unity as Jesus in your prayer life? If not, why not? If so, how can this desire for unity increase through your prayers? What lessons on prayer have you learned from the prayers of Elijah, David, Agur, Paul, and Jesus? Thank you so much for joining us. Have a blessed day.